Today's report from the Senate Intelligence Committee is especially harsh on the Central Intelligence Agency. The committee says some of the mistaken assumptions about Iraq's weapons program were the result of, in the committee's words, a broken corporate culture and poor management at the CIA. The agency's incoming director responded to those assertions at a rare press conference this afternoon. NPR's Tom Jelton has that part of the story.
There wasn't a lot new in the Intelligence Committee's recitation of intelligence mistakes. Basically, it boiled down to saying the CIA was wrong when it told President Bush that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. Deputy CIA Director John McLaughlin, who's due to replace Director George Tenet in the next few days, pointed out today that the agency has already recognized there were serious flaws in the agency's pre-war intelligence.
So my first message to you is a very simple one. We get it. Although we think the judgments were not unreasonable when they were made nearly 2 years ago, we understand with all that we have learned since then that we could have done better.
Having said that, McLaughlin proceeded to defend his agency's performance. It's wrong, he said, to exaggerate the flaws or leap to the judgment that they are evidence of sweeping problems across the broad spectrum of issues with which the intelligence community must deal. Even when he admitted mistakes, he did it in some cases with little barbs directed back at the Senate critics. He said, for example, that one of the agency's errors was in thinking senators would take the time to read the full text of the official intelligence estimate issued in October 2002. The report, he said, did include warnings and qualifications, but those indications of uncertainty did not appear in the short summary of the report.
This is particularly unfortunate since the full text of that document, which apparently was not reviewed by all the readers, spells out the uncertainties and dissents much more fully.
Another senior intelligence official speaking on background went a bit further, saying the senators had thrown around, quote, wild rhetoric, unquote, about the intelligence estimate without ever having read it. To this day, the official said, I suspect there aren't more than 10 senators who have taken the time to read the full report. Considering how harsh the Senate report was in its assessment of the CIA's performance, Deputy Director McLaughlin was quite diplomatic in responding to it with respect to the charge that CIA managers had not done enough to challenge their analysts' hasty conclusions about Iraq's programs. McLaughlin said the agency is doing something about that problem.
We actually took CIA analysts and their managers offline for 3 days for a lessons learned. And part of the lessons learned was that we must always question every assumption. One of the assignments they got was, go back to your desks, look at every issue we're working on across the world, understand what the assumptions are, and then try and tear them apart.
But McLaughlin completely rejected some of the committee's other criticisms, that the agency twisted the facts, for example, in concluding that Iraq may have been importing aluminum tubes for a centrifuge to build enriched uranium as part of a nuclear weapons program. And McLaughlin said the committee's stinging assertion that the agency didn't have a single informant on the ground inside Iraq after 1998 had a logical explanation, beginning with the fact that the agency until then had relied exclusively on what it heard from United Nations weapons inspectors.
So first, we got a late start on recruiting agents to work in Iraq. Late start. Second, I would say that we were working against a particularly difficult target here. Saddam, through all of those years of inspection, had learned how to deceive, and he had learned how to apply very brutal tactics to people who cooperated with outsiders. So we were up against a tougher-than-average problem here.
The Senate report has to be read as a rebuke of CIA Director George Tenet, who is resigning and just yesterday delivered a farewell speech to CIA employees. McLaughlin, his deputy, will take over as acting director. McLaughlin insisted today that even with the latest criticisms, he does not personally feel policymakers have lost confidence in the intelligence his agency produces. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.